Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break, officially July 1st. And I would say, if you guys disagree, it's fine. I thought my walk from the parking garage to the station was a little chilly this morning.
Yeah. Chilly?
I thought it was a little chilly.
It was a little
I could have used a jacket this morning. Could have used a jacket.
Oh, chilly.
I sure could have.
Tell you one thing I miss is the cloud cover from yesterday, because it was a lot darker during that rain.
Yeah.
Like the time of day right now.
Like December.
Yeah. It's coming, though.
It's darker, though.
It's coming.
Did you need a jacket?
I just said I could have used a jacket. It was nice to actually not be doused in humidity out there and just hot.
I would like to know. 5:30 in the morning. I wonder when the last freeze was. March?
Let me think.
I don't know for sure.
Because we're getting closer.
Breakers?
We can find out when the last freeze was, because we're moving closer to our first freeze.
You're liking it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. We're moving that direction.
We're a little ways away.
We're a ways away, but it's going to be we're closer to it.
When would you guess? If you had to guess a date right now for the first freeze. Come on, Bill. You've lived here your whole life.
Is it October? Is that too?
You haven't lived here your whole life, but you grew up here.
I'm going to go October 11th.
Okay.
October 11th.
I was going to be in September on that.
We should do that.
I don't think September is going to have a
freeze. Too late.
We should have a first frost breaker competition. Should be a first.
Bill's out there for October 11th.
Are you out there officially?
I'm out there officially. October 11th.
Jake, go ahead.
I'll go October 21st.
He's down.
October 21st, the first frost I'm putting out there.
I'm sure you'll pull that piece of paper out in October. I'm sure you'll be able to whip that baby out and have it just documented.
Suggesting I'm not very organized.
Of a rundown there.
But I had to talk
July
to you earlier
1st.
That you had 5 yards of the counter.
That was a lot. That was a lot.
You see it on stream right now. Sip's got a 16 by 16 inch.
It's a big mouse pad.
I've never seen anything that
Come on,
big.
Guys, every day.
And that's why your laptop on there, you can just use your finger and you don't have to eat up that extra space.
It's got keys, coffee. Mouse pad with mouse, computer.
16 by 16.
Lindy's magazine, Lindy's. And then a bunch of papers.
Yes. What was your date?
I said October 21st.
Okay.
Bill said October 11th. Do you have your own date?
Yeah.
For the frost.
What are you going with?
16th.
Of October?
October 16th.
Okay.
There we go. I'll put this somewhere safe.
No, you will not.
I'll put this someplace safe. Rudy?
Safe places get destroyed here in the week in this place.
We'll give it to Rudy. We'll frame it and we'll put it up.
First freeze.
The first freeze of the year, of the fall.
Well, it's a big note for myself and my dad. This will do it on Sunday, which will be, what is that, the 6th? Is that right?
That sounds right, yes.
Sunday the 6th. We plant our summer sweet corn.
Oh God, really?
And we don't
Where
plant
you
plant
it?
We don't plant in his garden. So August 6th, and it's a strain to see if we can get it to produce before the frost.
Oh.
And so most people right now, their sweet corn's probably about chest high. We don't put it in until, so we check it. And when I talk to him from August 6th until harvest, we discuss it every day. We discuss the corn every single day.
Are you suggesting it's a certain strain?
I don't know if it's a strain or not. We're just trying to fight the frost. We started this about 10 years ago, and it's something we just do every year.
That idea.
So we plant our sweet corn to see if we can get any sort of a crop before the season shuts down.
How many ears does it produce?
It's not real great because you don't get as long. If you don't have the heat, the sun, it's not as good a growing time. But it does produce.
So this is a challenge. What's the phrase? Is it knee high by the 4th of July? What is the phrase?
That is knee high by the 4th of July.
For sweet corn, right?
That was impressive.
Thank you. Well, I think we brought it up on the show before.
And knee high by the,
choose to plant it after the 4th of July.
If you took the field corn in most places I was at, it's going to be right around your shoulders right now for the 4th. That's how well it's been growing with the moisture and the humidity and the heat. It's been like a corn mega fest growing season.
Now this is very informative.
Yes. Ag.
Mega fest.
So ag is what I do.
So do you eat the sweet corn?
Yes. Ron's favorite food is sweet corn.
That's a good take by Ron.
And he does his first meal of sweet corn is just sweet corn. And then every time he'll be like, shouldn't have had that last year. Pushed it to head too much. He gets so excited, his tail gets wagging, and he does. He loves his sweet corn.
With butter.
Absolutely.
That's a good meal right there.
Yeah. And he loves it.
And some pepper.
And he'll eat 6 ears.
Oh,
he'll
God.
Eat 6 years.
That'll
get your stomach going.
That'll get it rolling.
Yeah. And every year.
Sounds pretty good, though.
Yes.
Why not have a little meat with that, though, Ron?
Yeah, doesn't do
I'm
that.
Not questioning the legend.
He would get asked to go to, they'd have a, down at the, there's a little golf course country club thing, whatever, down in Creighton. And they'd have a, sweet corn and steak fry or whatever. And Dad's like, I'm not going. And it's like, why? He goes, I don't want the steak. And so they're like, Shin Daddy goes,
I think we know where Bill gets Ron, his particular ways.
And he goes, Ron, just don't eat the steak and just eat the corn. I'm not doing it. Just won't do it.
Corn only
for Ron.
Nobody's pushing back here.
Jake, talk about this. What you heard this morning.
Yeah, I was listening to the radio this morning, and there's a word we don't use enough in society anymore that was in a song I heard on the radio. I was listening to a country station, and had a Alabama song from the 80s playing. And was called Dancing and Shagging.
Shagging.
We don't hear the word
what
shagging.
What does shagging mean?
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably some different things you could assume from shagging, but
see, but you don't hear that.
The phrase was dancing and shagging on the bowl of
When's
bar.
The
Please
last
look
time?
It up.
Rudy, can you check that word shagging?
The last time I heard shag was when, you know, in Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. That was like in the early 2000s. Yeah. Name of the movie was The Spy Who Shagged
I'm
Me.
I'm sorry. That was an Alabama song?
That was an Alabama song.
This morning, what were you listening to?
I was listening to The Highway Prime Country on Sirius XM.
Wow, Dancing and Shagging.
Yeah, look up the
by Alabama.
By Alabama.
Patrinka, can you weigh in on this?
Weigh in on this, yes.
Patrinka.
We don't use the word shagging, though.
She surely...
When's the last time you heard shagging by anybody?
I haven't said it for...
Right, or said
I've never
yourself.
Said it.
I've never said the word in my life.
I don't think I've ever said it.
Till this
shag
morning.
Carpet.
Yeah, but not shag. Is it Patrinka?
Nope. It's David. David has weighed in. I used to have... Wow, they're coming in.
Your phone's blowing up right now.
Yeah, I used to have the shagging wagon. Let's see. David?
David, easy.
Yeah. Yeah,
Rick. This caught my attention there, shagging.
Yeah, I'd never heard
it. It's in the name of the song. It sounded very innocent in the song.
It does. I think it's generally innocent.
But it was, nice to hear that
How'd
word.
You golf last night?
I played hot crap is what I played like.
That's the big question here.
Well, you had a lot going on through the weekend. You had a meltdown?
I forgot. I got to get to the weekend here in a second, too. But before that, last night I shot 3 over. I was doubled the first hole, bogeyed the second hole, and played the last 7 an even par. Very disappointing round of golf.
Even?
It was trending towards a 90 at one point. Blew up.
I mean, you can shoot 90.
Yeah, we can shoot
about,
90.
About threw a hybrid into the woods. Did not do that. I topped it off a tee box. I'm having some issues with tops right now.
Hit a ground ball?
Oh, yeah. It went 40 yards. Didn't go into a pond that should not even be in play on a hole because it's supposed to be an easy carry. I topped it. but I still made a bogey in that
hole. It's got to be an alignment problem, right,
I don't
Jake?
Know, but there's a lot of problems right now. But our golf game is in shambles this summer. It was good in March, and then it is slowly...
Go hole by hole.
It is slowly crept away since March to something I don't even know anymore.
Did you play with AJ?
I did.
How'd AJ play?
AJ shot 9 over par. He also almost broke some clubs last night. He was really close to a putter throw on hole 1, I believe.
I couldn't imagine myself being at league on a Monday night being so upset that I might throw my clubs into the woods or a putter throw. I couldn't imagine.
AJ was probably the most vulgar that he's been in a couple of years. He was just
vulgar?
A lot of F-bombs last night, just a lot of anger in general.
Things get real out there, it sounds like.
He was angry last night, and that's fine.
League golf.
Usually he wants to hang around afterwards. He says, I'm going home right away. So, okay, that's fine. We'll see you next week.
Would you say you've weathered this storm now, this storm of debauchery?
Yeah, I have. I feel better today. I'm still a little tired, but I feel better.
It's debauchery.
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 Yeah. Debauchery.
Guns, gambling.
I texted you guys.
Gambling.
I forgot a couple things from the weekend in my fog yesterday.
You were not in a good mood.
Is this what you were texting us about last night?
Yeah. So
this is an awesome story.
So yeah, this is good.
So we played Tatanka on Saturday in Niobrara. We played Landman on Sunday. And I really regret not bringing this up on the air yesterday because we played Tatanka and I didn't realize this until the very end of the round, but it's a pretty packed course, and our group was having some struggles on a couple holes. But it's not a course you can just play through and get past a bunch of groups. There's foursomes everywhere. Okay. So on hole 11, we were taking a little bit, and the group behind us said, "Let's hurry it up."
Ooh,
let's go.
They threw one across the bow.
Basically, yep. Let's go.
Big one, really.
It was not at me. I was up on the green. One of our guys was back 150 out. He was taking a little bit of time, to be fair. It wasn't the worst and most egregious yell. But at one point, they kind of pushed us again, and somebody said, I'm going to fire a ball back there. The ball was not fired back at the group. Okay. Which, come to think, at the very end, we get done. I realized, that's Dave Hoppin in that group.
Wow.
It's Dave Hoppin, leading scorer, right?
All time
leading scorer.
For Nebraska.
Behind Jake.
Nebraska men's basketball, all-time leading scorer, Dave Hoppin, was in the group. I am quite certain it was not him who yelled at us. So don't clip this and send it to Dave. It was not
but
Dave.
But maybe
whoever,
it was.
Whoever played with Dave Hoppin yelled into our group, let's hurry it up, made us uncomfortable. Someone flipped him off from our group. It was not me. And a ball was nearly fired back. Was not me. I was calm.
If you had actually fired a ball back at Dave Hoppin, that would have been incredible.
Oh, God, that would have been
If you would have fired one back at Dave Hoppin, that would have been incredible.
All-time leading scorer. 6'11".
And Jake's into it with him at Tatanka.
You're going at it with Hoppin.
See, I was never close enough during the round to like, no, hey, that's Dave Hoppin. After I said, I see him at the clubhouse. That's Dave Hoppin.
Did you apologize?
No, I did not.
No, you wouldn't.
Why would we go to somebody that was mad at you?
No, you.
Why was the how was the clubhouse at Tatanka?
I got to give him a big Troy Harder, the man in charge of Tatanka, has done an incredible job because anyone who's played that course knows the early years were not good at Tatanka. It was a great property, great golf course, but it just was not ran properly. They did not take care of the course. Troy Harder comes in. You know, he's been at Wayne, at Firethorn. He went from Firethorn to Tatanka.
And where is Tatanka?
That's up by Niobrara, by Bill's Cabin.
It's right where I got the speeding ticket, within a mile.
Tatanka's clubhouse is
beautiful. Which I
still
would like to bring up to Knox County.
Okay, well,
yes.
Lawyer up.
Yes. Tatanka's clubhouse is beautiful. It has a lot of different swag, but they didn't have before. A lot of great things to buy, hats, sweatshirts, shirts, polos, all that stuff. So he's done a great job, and the food was good there, too. So
what'd you have?
I had a piece of pizza.
Nice.
Okay. Is the clubhouse right by the casino?
It'd be when you're driving by, it'd be to the right side of the casino.
Okay, yes. Right side of the casino.
Yep.
Okay.
Which I have gambled there before. It's a slot. It's all slops. There's no tables there.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that.
Jake likes to get involved.
I play craps for the first time. There's no craps there in
you pick it up quick?
Niobrara. Pretty good. Yeah, pretty quick. I won. I didn't lose money, so it's a good feeling.
Jake's really smart. So you and Dave Hoppin, if anyone knows Hoppin, please try to see if we can get his side of the story. Dave, if someone could please.
I assure you, I was usually ahead of the group. I don't like slow play. I'm not saying our guys were slow, but I don't like when people are pushing us, and there's a reason to criticize a group for slow play. So I was usually up by the green area.
It's popping.
One of my favorite things that I think is still very funny, someone hits into you and the ball like rolls up on you, and then someone hits it back
fires
at
it
him.
Back.
Fires it
happens
back at
a lot.
Him. Happens a lot. I think that's funny.
Hey, yeah. Hoppin, is he older than us? We're 58.
What's
he's
that?
Probably similar is age,
he,
right?
Yeah.
Did he play in the 80s at Nebraska?
He was in school the same time we
so
were.
Probably the same age.
Right, very
that would tell you he's likely a similar age.
He,
to
now,
you, then, right?
I think he graduated before, though, I think.
So in the ballpark, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I should know this. He is older. He's older. He's a couple years older. Because when I was a kid, me and Brian Redrow watched Omaha Benson get off the bus from Redrow lived across from Columbus High. And we stared out his picture. We stared out the picture window when Hoppin came to town because we were freaked out by how tall he was when he got off
the
bus.
Oh, he's still very tall.
Yeah, when he got off the bus, it was weird. It's like,
I watched him play.
That's Hoppin.
He's a Benson Bunny.
Yeah.
That's the year that's when the Northeast Rockets and Dana Jansen beat him. In this, I don't know if it was the semifinals.
That's right.
Imagine
I
that.
Think you're right.
Imagine those matches.
I remember it. Oh, I remember. I remember
then,
watching.
Then they went to
better time.
Then they went to Northwest. Ron Kellogg. Yeah, yeah. That was what was going on down here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was the Trotter and Lazaretti.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Jackman, Mark. Better times.
Better times.
David from Renew says he's 61 years old, so a little bit older than you guys.
David Renew doing research.
Research. Thank you, David. Thank you. Appreciate
more
that.
More if that's ChatGPT.
It might be.
Six. Thanks, David. 61.
61.
One last thing I have for
hitting
chit-chat.
Balls into Jake.
Jake was not in a good mood yesterday.
No.
I was tired. I'm better today.
Yeah. Tired.
We talk about sometimes small town gas stations, right?
And how yes, we do.
We love them.
I experienced one that was wonderful on the way home yesterday. Didn't talk about this, but I was starved. For some food.
Is this on Sunday or Monday?
This is Sunday. So okay. On the drive back from Homer to Lincoln, I took 77 the whole way.
Okay.
And I stopped in Oakland.
Oh, nice.
Oakland had, I think it was, a BP. I don't know what the gas station was. But anyways, they had a Chester's chicken in there.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had better chicken in my lifetime. Now, I was starved at that
point. Is that right? Was it that good?
The chicken at Chester's in the gas station on the south side of Oakland was incredible.
Huh.
If anyone's ever stopped there, please let me know if you've had that chicken. I don't know what it was against starved, but it was so good. Chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders.
They did a fried chicken, but I just had chicken tenders instead.
That's right.
It was very
Jake,
good.
Jake, he said Juke for some reason. I'm not sure why I called him that. Juke. Yeah, that. But it was Jake whipped into Chester's and had chicken in Oakland.
Yes.
Yes.
At the gas station.
Yes.
You need to get that.
Were you solo?
Yes, drove solo. Please, if you've ever been in that area, if you're starved, get to Chester's. In the gas station in Oakland.
You're probably listening to all kinds of music.
Variety of stuff. Idle chit chat. What do you guys got today? Anything from yesterday?
Sometimes he looks at me funny.
No, not really.
What did I do? What's that look? I'm just looking over there. I can't look over there.
Yesterday was just a busy day. There's just a lot of busyness, and that was about it.
Oh, God.
Monday business. A lot of busyness.
Busy. I got nothing, all that. No. I mean, I have a good thing going with Bullet, but it's interrupted right now. So
what's a good thing?
It's a three-pronged workout. I haven't really talked about it. It just sort of evolved organically, then I was excited about it on Sunday. It's literally a three-pronged workout that will get Bullet probably some extra years of life. Turn him loose at Hartley and close the gate. That's the first prong. So he just kind of can wander around for 15 minutes or a half hour. The next prong is just a simple walk. So that's, you're up to about a half hour, 40 minutes of a lot of steps. I mean, it's all about steps. And then the third prong is sprints. He has this habit. Well, it's not a habit. He does it constantly. I'll say, you want to go out? And he'll put his nose up to the door. And then when I open it, it's like a starting gate. And he sprints. I'll chase him. Go! And chase him out the door. So he's getting sprints, casual walk, and kind of medium. So it's huge. But the fireworks have waylaid the whole thing.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm not, I know you love fireworks. I'm not, it's killing us right now.
I don't love fireworks at all. I like purchasing fireworks for people to enjoy. I like there's not one that, I'm never like, I can't.
Okay, we're not
going to. Just imagine I'll drive by my house today and I'm outside shooting fireworks off by myself. Just inch and a half or in the driveway.
Like pyro out here.
Yeah. I'm fine with fireworks. Ooh. Just for the record. For the record. I shot them as a kid, so whatever. But the bullet, it's not good right now. He steps outside and then hears it. I don't even know. I can't even hear him. You know, they're just in the distance somewhere.
Sugar will pop up. All of a sudden, she'll just be laying. All of a sudden, just alert. And it's way in the distance. Yeah. Way in the distance.
Anyway.
By the way, getting response. It's the gas station is a Sinclair in Oakland. Old Dad said it's phenomenal chicken. John and Lincoln says phenomenal chicken. Their pecan pie. Stop there all the time. That place is awesome.
The pie.
Thank you for backing me up, Breakers.
We've not heard from the pie for a while.
Pecan pie.
Yeah.
Pecan pie. Rosebud from Elmwood was just there.
Yeah, pecan pie's been chiming in forever.
Yes, long time.
Long time.
Years.
Has he been chiming in?
Like I'm saying, like, way before me.
Recently, no, but that's nice.
He's not been very recent. Pecan, talk to us about your absence.
Is it just a
maybe he's doing
off-season absence?
Could be.
Football time shuts. Non-football time shuts it down. We're almost in it.
I mean, getting close. Pecan pie. Stay
with July 1. Is that what you said?
I did say that. It is July 1st.
I say that July 1. Oh my God! This got by me. We're in it, in my opinion.
I don't get in until the SEC media days. What about the first?
What about the Big 12 media days, which is July 7th?
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's next,
the 7th?
That's Monday next Monday.
Okay, then.
July 7th and 8th.
Okay, I'll enjoy it.
We made it then.
We made it. I think we made it today.
You know, the other thing we talked about, the Big 12 not doing their preseason media poll.
I'll double check those.
Which was funny because of the Arizona State. That's right. Not near as funny as who they'd picked Oklahoma State to win it.
Oh,
they
God.
Didn't win a game.
Oh, God. What?
I didn't know
that. Yeah, last year they had Oklahoma State picked to win it.
You're
and
kidding
didn't
me.
Win a game.
You're kidding me.
No. And the number two team was Utah. They didn't qualify for a bowl game. And dead last was Arizona
State.
Okie State. That's who they picked to win it all. Didn't win a game.
Nobody talks about that.
Big 12.
They talk about, Arizona State was dead last.
They didn't talk about the other
wasn't
piece.
Wasn't Okie State dead? Weren't they first and got last?
Think,
that was so wrong.
Is that Yormark? Is that right?
Brett Yormark. Yormark.
You think Yormark just got together with the media and said, what is this?
No.
What are you guys doing all summer? Because you guys, who you picked...
Got last.
First, got last. Who you picked last, got first. So in the history of picks, guys are the worst.
This is the worst ever.
You're the worst media as far as knowing what's going on within your league than anyone.
That is so bad if that's true.
It is true.
Oklahoma State was picked. They went 3-9 overall.
Did not win a Big 12 game.
That's horrific.
That's terrible. The media canceled themselves on that one.
Imagine missing it on both ends. There is some people in the media that picked it that way. Okie State to win it, Arizona State last. 16 teams, they were off.
Jeez.
And then now, how about this? Imagine they're all sitting around like just kind of got, just imagine like they got just yelled at. Okay, you guys don't do a poll. Don't do one. That was so embarrassing.
I wonder if that's the way it went down. I wonder if that's the way it went down.
By the way, last thing, Pecan Pie says, no absence. Jake does not like my opinions and does not read them
on the text. I don't know
if that's true, Pecan Pie. I try to read every text I can. If I can get to him.
Wait a second. Did this just happen?
I just got chastised by Pecan Pie.
Pecan Pie?
No absence. Jake does not like my opinions. I'm looking at the text. He's been texting somewhat.
I'm uncomfortable.
Not every day. I'm uncomfortable right now. It's okay.
Jake, if you don't read people's texts, I don't even know what to tell people.
That's not true. I read as many as I can.
You're fine. You can't just spend your whole time reading.
Right. Exactly.
A lot of other people are more... in depth than me and Steve. A lot of people on the show, on other shows, on this station, they have the stream, so they can see the text. Me and Steve would be horrible.
They can see the YouTube chat. Yeah.
Or the YouTube, whatever it is, they see things. Me and you would be horrible. We'd be so distracted.
That's why I've never allowed that to really happen.
Yeah, so we like that. That's why Jake has three screens and we get one.
Yeah, I've got a lot of screens.
Jake has three, we get one. I don't even have one. Steve has one, I've got none.
Interesting.
You've got your phone.
And I like that.
That's interesting the way you do that.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag.
Do you need
seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you? 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. They don't guess, they game plan. Using soil tests, yield maps, and field data, they help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
Is there a place, does anyone know, can anybody enlighten me on a spot to... dine maybe somewhere like more of a lunch type of place towards Bertrand as I head out there next week.
I got one for you.
Okay, you got one out there for me. I'm gonna go out and see Joey. I want to get boots on the ground on 738.
You're going out there next week?
Yeah, probably next week. Should be next week.
I think your spot, Bill, is the Blue Moose in Bertrand.
The Blue Moose.
The Blue Moose. Yeah.
That sounds.
How do you know about the Blue Moose?
It's near Holdridge. I've got friends in Holdridge, as does Bill, and they've told me that the Blue Moose is just an epic restaurant. They drive to Bertrand.
What a name. The Blue Moose.
I think you got a place.
I think you got a place.
I want to report. I have not been. I want to report on the Blue Moose.
Absolutely.
I think it screams Bill.
I will get that done.
It does sound like it. When are you going out there?
I'm not sure what day yet, but next week. I couldn't get
it
done.
We have shows next
week.
This week's kind of tough.
Well, it's Bertrand. It's not Colorado. So to get out there and back in a day, it's doable.
About 2.5 hours or so.
Yeah, it's doable. So I got to find out that.
Get that rig going.
Yeah.
That rig.
But that's the plan.
Get that rig rolling.
Thanks to Joey and 738 Ag for sponsoring Idle Chit Chat. Well, we did mention it's officially July 1st, which means revenue sharing is officially active in college sports. And I'm curious, in terms of this, what changes will we see across the college landscape effective today with revenue sharing? You have a lot of money coming of it to schools. What changes today?
What if you saw a semi right now just out in front of the stadium? Now they're at the
it's July 1st.
And a bunch of students lined up and they're just handing out
there you go.
Packets of cash.
Take your cash.
Packets of cash. Bunch of
Merry Early Christmas.
That'd be awesome. The one thing about this is that today's the day that things start, but it won't be like, well, everything's way different.
No.
Today will feel just like yesterday. There's no difference. There's any of those things. It's just where some money comes from. How the contracts are set up, I don't know how that is, but yeah.
Well, I think because they're different. I mean, there's not standardized contracts.
No, but they'll be nothing. It won't be like, well, the workout today was a lot different because of this. Or this
we have an 8-hour day today,
yeah.
Clocking in and clocking out. They're not going to install like time clocks.
It'd be awesome. Talk about a thing.
They should, though.
You talk about a thing that is a talk about better times.
Time cards.
When you punch your time. I used to punch them all the time.
Platte County Ag Society.
Jake, do you know what we're talking about?
Yes, I did that.
Did you?
At the back alley eatery in Beatrice.
Yes, he did when he was.
And you have back the. Alley, I had and you had the.
Salad manager.
And you had the.
Sides manager.
Sides manager. Best part was, me and Steve talked about just going through epic mud and ag fields. In 100 degree heat, and Jake was upset because his wage wasn't high enough at the country club.
People were starting above me. They started. I said, "Why am I not above the person that just started?" That was my issue.
You had a grievance to file.
Yes. Yeah, I said, "Listen, I'm making less than him. I've been here for 3 years. He just started.
And
he's younger than me."
You That's punched that thing.
You had a grievance.
And you put it in the slot. You had your slot.
Yes.
You put it in.
Yep.
Punched it and you put it in the slot. Boom.
Yes.
God, it was great. And then remember the sound it made when it was like a machine punching.
Hey, Bill. Better times. I totally remember it.
What'd you, hey, what, when did you work? Just look at my
time. Right there.
It's right here. It's all it's punched
now,
in.
Was there, the only thing I kind of remember controversy was, could you punch my card? No, that's a no-no.
Oh, yeah.
Do we do that?
Yeah, don't do that
you
one.
Punch, you can't have... No. You can't have robot.
I do remember standing there, though, waiting for it to get to like, okay, I got to wait one more minute.
Yeah.
You'd stand there. You'd be like, wait,
we got to go now.
Yeah, we got to wait. It's like all said, wait till, hey, it's 7:59. Right. Don't punch it. Right. Wait till 8.
Yeah. Well, not 8:02, though.
No, not exactly. Not that. Then we're bad.
Right.
Yeah, so that's the one. I can see that from some people calling in. Hey, punch me in. I'll be there in 5 minutes. Just punch me in.
No, it got kind of weird sometimes. At
the thing is, when you get asked, that is where you know your level of friendship.
Yeah.
Because if all of a sudden, if Duke says, punch me in, I'm looking around, I'm punching him in. Somebody that's not not so much. No can do on that one. Yeah, not doing that one.
No.
For the punching. Has anybody else ever heard of the time clock on the front of the show?
I would assume, yes.
I got to think people our age for sure. And even Jake here, you're 34.
I did it when I was my teens.
You're 35?
34.
34.
When you're 34, you've got one child. It's time to get moving. So if you had enough... You're looking. You're gonna be all of a sudden in the mid 50s at graduation.
I want a boy. Cause he'll be like Jake. He'll be like another round of Jake.
Just another round of just
a lot of
wound
energy.
Up.
A lot of
just
energy.
A lot of yes.
Things bomb.
Imagine Jake is
kind of bizarre.
Jake watching his kid play in the qualifying for state in golf. Oh,
that'd
the
be
meltdowns,
a nightmare for both of us.
The meltdowns. Two meltdowns.
Two meltdowns.
Who melted down? Well, it's Jake.
Yeah, his
and
dad
then his son. Josh.
Epic meltdown.
Epic meltdown. What happened? He was leading going into the 16th. And then what happened? Finished ninth.
He topped it off the tee in the
topped
water
it
and
the
topped
tee.
It again. Had to Club walk off. Had to walk off the course.
Yeah, I don't, Jake, to answer the question, I don't think there'll be much. I don't think if you turn on college sports radio today, there'll be a lot even. Like, okay, everything's different now, and we're looking at a new frontier. I don't think it's like that.
And there's no new frontier.
Right. It's kind of just the way it's been. It's more standardized. And I do regard what happened, the House settlement, as progress. Because
it is progress.
It's progress. It's not perfect, but it's progress. And we'll just see.
Say it.
We'll let it play
out.
There already are have been Title IX type.
There'll be
lawsuits
issues. There'll be things.
Coming,
there'll be lawsuits.
Blah, blah,
there'll
blah.
Be a.
Yeah.
But at least they'll have their. It'll help in some fashion.
Yeah, I think it's already helping.
I think the question people want to know that from the text line is so in terms of the revenue sharing, school like the Big East Conference has basketball, no football. A lot of this money goes to football, and the rest goes to the other sports, basketball included. Are they getting the same amount of money as the other schools? And how much? I mean, how did they not become just dominant in basketball? If that's the case,
well, they might not have the full rev share.
I wonder what they're getting.
Well, if you're UConn, you're going to spend the 20.
If they have the 20,
I would imagine they have. They're going to be, or if not, the basketball is going to get more. So it's a great question.
UConn because football will get something.
We'll get something. But the ones that are the biggest ones, because UConn's, they've been, two-time.
Back to back.
They've won six national championships.
Five or six.
Incredible. So my point of it is that the ones that are like St. John's. So now if they have the full rev share.
Creighton.
And it is such a difference of amount they get to play.
Do you think St. John's would have $20.5 million?
It would be hard, but I don't know. I mean, that's a... Think about this. St. John's been around a long time.
Even if they have 10, it's a lot, and it's a big advantage over a place like.
Do you even know
Nebraska?
If St. John's even has another sport? All I know is that they have is men's basketball.
Well, hold on.
I know
this
they
is
do.
Where I come
no, I, that was being, that was sarcasm, but if that's all you know. Same thing,
know.
Right? That's all that you know is that
yeah,
they
that's
have
all
a,
I know.
They're men's known basketball. Basketball team.
They got to think they have lacrosse,
yes.
Right?
That's probably a fair guess there.
I don't
women's
know.
Sports,
hockey,
basketball. Do they
Let's
have
do
women's
this.
Volleyball?
Let's just do that. Come on.
So I have no idea what St. John's has, or what a Big East school has.
My computer's moving slow,
but the difference one too. Now, also the different one would be like Villanova, numerous national championships. Play FCS, so they're going like FCS. They're not getting 75% of the rev share. So there is a chance for a giant. Yes,
ooh, they have baseball.
also you have the opportunity too. In
the
any
big
school,
be loading up on talent as of today going forward.
Because who wouldn't? I guess. If you were the head coach, Matt Painter, is that right at Purdue?
Am I correct? That's right. He laughed at me once. Yeah,
I would think pretty much. If I'm Painter, I'm like, now what are we doing? We've been number one in the nation numerous times. We've been to the finals. We're right on the cusp. And what are we doing given 75% to football?
I don't think that they'll be at a severe disadvantage, Purdue. I don't think the Big East will have huge advantages over schools like Purdue and Indiana. Who's at the top of the Big Ten?
I don't know.
Michigan.
I think I push back a little bit.
You can push back.
There's only a couple of them. I don't think all of a sudden Seton Hall is just going to run run Duke out of the game.
Right.
I don't think that's going to happen. But imagine the conversation at Duke. Hold it. Now, where's our money going? You're saying the Duke football is getting 75%?
You don't
have to do that. You can do it however you want.
I wish
basketball can get 75%.
I wish we knew the numbers, but I don't think that Duke is going to be at a disadvantage either. They'll have money, and the NIL can take care of it. The NIL component can take care of it. The thing you're hearing now about the NIL, heard it from an attorney who texted me, Michael,
Marty.
Keep talking because I got to find it. This whole notion that they're not going to be able to push through these NIL deals because of this NIL go, what do you call it? Clearinghouse.
Yes.
He said that's overrated. Here's what he said. He said, it'll be easier structuring these contracts, these NIL contracts involving getting these deals structured so they are approved or when at arbitration will not be that hard. So the lawyers on the other side, let's just say for the players, they can structure deals that can push through this clearinghouse.
Well, yeah, there's ways to get, yeah, absolutely.
I was erroneous in a narrative early in this conversation that said this clearinghouse is going to cut down what players can earn because these deals won't pass muster. Nah, there's lawyers that are saying, no, be careful with that. You can structure deals so plenty of money will
be made. Imagine the fight that's going to go on now by those who have that ability to have the right representation, and they have the money to back it in their collective.
Mm-hmm.
They have that money, so they can just say, okay, here's the deal now. Mm-hmm. Make this thing work. And they can. First of all, your value, how do you tell someone that was valued at whatever they got last year, now you tell them their value is not that same?
Well, that's trouble.
And that's trouble because you can't do that. That's not the way it works in this country.
No.
So all of a sudden it's going to be, hold it. I was valued at this last year to do this through NIL, and now my value is not the same.
I know. Okay, there's that part of the other part. This part of the conversation is most interesting to me here, and I could be wrong on this. I'm seldom wrong on these things. But I think the stool has a disagreement. You guys feel that the Big East is going to have this tremendous advantage over the Dukes and Kansases and Kentuckys of the world? I don't believe that.
Depends how much they get in rev share.
A timeout. Kansas took a big hit this year. What was the number one reason everybody talked about?
They don't have a ton of money.
They don't have a ton of money. So,
they don't. But I'm still saying I don't think the Big East has a huge advantage over.
I don't think it's a huge advantage.
I don't think the Big East is going to have the
Rick
number
Pitino,
one, two, four, say, five yeah. in teams in the country. Yeah. I don't see that.
Rick Pitino with bonus money over other teams that don't. I don't say Seton Hall is all of a sudden going to be this dominant team, but there'll be one or two. I'd watch really closely on St. John's and Villanova
with
the past. I don't think I said...
I kind of agree with Villanova.
I think you have to watch out for Creighton as well. I hate saying
absolutely.
That,
but
Creighton,
I don't,
Creighton has to
I
be
don't
in this conversation.
Foresee this scenario where the Big East on January 1, the top five teams in the country are four out of the five are Big East teams.
No, but there'll be a couple that will. You've already said your argument. He said, over Kansas. Kansas is unbelievable. Kansas doesn't have the money.
They don't have a lot of money.
And it showed
up. Oh, now, hold on, though. Come on. I know what's going on in Kansas. They've fought hard to bolster their basketball budget, and they're where they need to be now. They're not. There's no way. I would be shocked if St. John's has a market advantage at this point over Kansas. I would be. Now, Kansas had to fight for it, but – I don't see it. I don't see the Big East being this unstoppable force because they don't have football teams.
I don't say unstoppable, but there's an advantage. You have to admit, there's an advantage to not having to be a very good basketball team that has no football.
No football money.
That's
to worry
an advantage.
About.
I think
no
so.
No one was going to say, no, there's zero advantage there. They have an advantage.
Yeah. Well, I'd have to see the coffers, though. Yeah. I'd have to see how much they got.
They have an advantage because they're already... People thought that St. John should have been a one seed this year.
Two seed this year,
And they were upset that they were a two seed. That means things are going pretty well.
Oh, they're good. They're good.
Yeah.
They're good.
When we come back, there is an NFL blockbuster trade that affects me directly yesterday. We'll tell you what happened next in an early break of the ticket.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.